So I'm sat here with Borough Chairman Paul Caton. Mr. Chairman, first game of pre-season, what are your thoughts on this afternoon?
Oh, I think it's a really good day out for everybody. It's a really good pre-season opener. It's for charity, so everybody benefits. Beautiful day. Once again, the Cumbrian weather has cooperated. And just a great day out, a good chance for the lads just to get out away from training and just kick the ball around. And the opponents today were tremendous. I mean, really put in an excellent 100% effort. And I think it was a pretty good game of football. I mean, considering that it's so early in pre-season and that really nobody has played together yet in anger, a really decent spectacle.
If we talk about business, if you may, you made the investment in the club and that paid off with promotion back into the National League Premier Division. What do you expect for this coming season? Is it, you know, go on, push, have a season in the National League and then go for promotion, or is it straight through?
Oh, people ask me that question all the time, and my view, early days obviously, is that it's a pretty good team. Obviously it was a pretty good team last year, and most of the players that played a lot have returned, and we strengthened in some key areas. So you never really know, but I think they'll be very competitive. You know, we need to get lucky in a couple of areas up front and in midfield, because some of the players we brought in need to gel. If that happens, and the rest of the players sort of reprise what they did last year, it wouldn't surprise me that we are certainly in the playoff picture come the end of the season.
You've also made the investment of allowing the club and the players to go into full-time training for the first time. How important a decision was that for you in business terms?
I think if we want to be serious about what we're doing in terms of getting out of this league and into the next, or at least competing seriously in this league, it's a must. It's just a horrendous in burden on the players to have to train only two nights a week and to travel to who knows where on a Tuesday night, worry about getting back to work on a Wednesday if that's what they do. I mean, it's the only way. We have to play Torquay, Dover, Aldershot. I mean, just travel here, there and everywhere. And I noticed last year, actually, when we had games away, the long trips, Worcester, Boston, we just didn't play that well. And it's a big strain. So really, 46 games is a lot of games, not including Cup and the FA Trophy. And so really, if we're going to be serious about what we're doing, and we are, then it was a decision that had to be made.
And what about the budget for the manager? Are we talking mid-table budget, or are we talking sort of the top?
I have no idea, actually. I don't know what anybody spends in this league. There's probably a lot of misinformation by a lot of people, I would imagine. I know what we spend, and we think that we should be able to form a competitive squad. But at the end of the day, it's not about money. If you just play simply for money, or that's not what we're about. So I don't think very often the club with the biggest budget wins. Otherwise, Manchester City would win the Premier League every year. They don't. And I don't think the biggest budget in this league is probably going to win the championship of the National League either. So it's all about having the right team. I believe I have the right manager. I think he's assembling the right bunch of players, and I don't think actually money has a whole heck of a lot to do with it.
What about Holker Street? I mean, facilities at Holker Street have try to put this nicely,
if I can. You can put it however you want.
They are a little old, as it were. Are you looking to invest in the infrastructure there as well?
Yes, in fact. So I mean, we think they're sort of homely and somewhat retro, with the odd spot of rust.
Rustic was good. Yeah, is a good word.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's comfortable there, though. I mean, but it's not fit for the Football League for sure. And so it would definitely be a strain on the resources if that facility had to, for example, cope with Football League football. So yeah, there's a plan to redevelop the entire ground. It's all basically dependent on timetable, really. If it looks like this season we are really going to be competitive and end up in the Football League, then it's going to have to accelerate. If we actually have time, then maybe we'll do something a little more comprehensive, a little more planned. So that's, we're trying to look at the risk of doing all of those kind of things. There's a plan in place. In fact, just yesterday we had a meeting with the project team that are likely to manage the entire redevelopment of the stadium. And so they're going away and doing a feasibility study of exactly what's required, and I will report back in 6 to 8 weeks, and then we'll know more.
And do you have a message for the fans for the upcoming season? Get behind your team, I guess, would be one.
I think the fans are always behind the team. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Better off or worse, thick and thin, all of that. I don't think there's any doubt that Barrow AFC supporter is a Barrow AFC supporter for life, and they'll follow the team no matter what. I think this season is just going to be a blast. We have some great games. Wrexham, Lincoln City, Tranmere Rovers. I mean, they're all coming to Holker Street. They'll all be big games. Be a great season. I mean, Wrexham is the last home game, the very last game of the season. That could be absolutely epic. I mean, pretty much everything could be on the line in that game. That could be one of the biggest games we've ever played in Holker Street ever. So I just think this whole year could be one to remember. So I think my message to the fans would be, you know, just get involved early. The weather is always better in August and September than it is in January and February. So, you know, come down when the weather's really good. It's an excellent team. The pitch is now flat and the grass is growing. And so I think it'd be an excellent service to play football on, and I think the team will be assembled to play really good football. So it should be a really good year. It should be an excellent year.
We wish you all the best for the new campaign.
Thank you. Thank you.